You are listening to Real World News.
Testimonio: Juan Abad Spoahan, Daniel Pascual, Villa Campesina, Guatemala, during the act of solidarity of Clock Villa Campesina. The recent history of Guatemala does not cease to surprise. Despite the change in the government and successive presidents, the violence against the peasant and indigenous communities is scary. Daniel Pascual, leader of the Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, Clock Villa Campesina, explained this during his speech as part of the act of solidarity held in Cipres. Pascual said repression is part of imposing the neoliberal model, from evictions to prosecutions to threats, arrests, and violent murders. He cited a recent massive eviction in 2011 in Valle del Polo Chico by a sugarcane company, where 3 indigenous peasants were killed and houses and crops were burned down. Besides the recent massacre in Totonicapán, where 8 Maya indigenous were murdered, while others were killed in Santa Cruz Varillas. The main aspect of Otto Pérez Molina's administration, a retired army general, is precisely the military that answered to a repressive aim, which tried to legitimize itself by increasing the budget and the power of the armed forces, said Pascual. One of the pillars of the communities organized in the 48 cantons to block several roads of the Inter-American route in early October was their opposition to a constitutional reform that aims to legalize the militarization of Pérez Molina's administration. We are very aware that we are undergoing a remilitarization process in the country in order to control the resistance, said Pascual. Before his speech, a survivor of the Totonicapán massacre, Juana Batzpag of the National Coordination of Widows of Guatemala, gave her testimony. She spoke with Rio World Radio during the First Continental Assembly of CLOC.
You are listening to Real World News.